Postcard Memories is a weekly series of historic postcard views and photos submitted by Marcel Rousseau. Some were previously published by the Aurelia Museum of Art and History and in the book Postcard Memories Aurelia. In 1903, the Fader Screwless Doorknob Company purchased land on Berry Road to open a factory to manufacture locks, doorknobs and builder's hardware. The property at the south end of Wyandotte Street was known as the Thompson property and sometimes used as a circus ground. One of the Ramsey Carriage Factory buildings from Coldwater Road was moved down and fitted for a factory. By the fall of 1905, the new factory was in full swing, employing 25 hands under the management of H. A. Croxall. The next year, the Fader Company, known locally as the Lockworks, amalgamated with Imperial Hardware Co. Toronto and became National Hardware Limited. The plant continued to expand its line of quality door locks for the next several years. With the outbreak of the First World War, new presses and other machinery were installed and production was switched over to help with the war effort. In 1915, National Hardware was awarded a contract to manufacture 20,000 shrapnel shells and to complete the order within 6 months. The company continued to prosper after the war and maintained a staff of 50 to 60 workers until the late 1920s, when the Depression took hold of the economy. Many local businessmen invested in the company to help our local economy. In 1928, the company was reorganized as National Locks Limited. The directors were Mr. Yosh Dunn, H.S. Skinner, M.G.R. D.C. Thompson, V.P., who owned the flour mill, F.H. Horn, a downtown insurance agent, J.T. Mulcahy and Thomas Wright. In 1930, they bought out the Canadian Locks Company and moved a rail carload of equipment to Aurelia. Despite the effort of some of Aurelia's best businessmen, the company closed at the height of the Depression in 1934.